This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, February 19th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. How should states proceed in making health insurance and, more importantly, health care more affordable? Michael Cannon, the Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, offers a few thoughts. In the past few years, states have had to grapple with rising health insurance costs. How have they generally been trying to address it?
Not very well. The primary strategy has been to try to subsidize health insurance, to throw more money at the problem. And that's typically subsidies through each state's Medicaid program or SCHIP. And I think that's really adding more fuel to the fire. What states should be doing is taking a hard look at how they contribute to the high cost of health insurance. States do that primarily through laws that require consumers to purchase specific types of insurance coverage, and also laws that restrict the ability of insurers to price insurance according to health risk.
What is the evidence that specific mandates have any impact on price in the health insurance market?
Well, there is some evidence, and it suggests that the effect is not overwhelming, but it's substantial. The Congressional Budget Office has estimated that state health insurance mandates increase the cost of health insurance by 15% on average, which can be a substantial deterrent, I think, for a lot of people to purchase coverage.
What are some mandates that most states have?
States have a variety of these mandated coverages. They include things like requirements that people buy coverage for chiropractic care, requirements that people buy coverage for alcoholism treatment. That includes people who don't even drink alcohol. They have to buy coverage for that treatment as well. One of the more expensive benefit mandates is coverage for in vitro fertilization. A lot of states require people to buy coverage for that, as well as contraception, which is interesting because there are Americans who find those two items morally objectionable, yet those states still require them to pay for others to use those goods and services. So there's a long list some states have as many as 60 of these mandated benefits, and when you count up all states, it's closer to 1,900 of these laws that have been passed in all 50 states.
In the early 1990s, Kentucky, following up on what was the Clinton health care plan at the time that was ultimately failed, passed guaranteed issue and community rating.
It's guaranteed issue and community rating are two laws that usually go hand in hand. Community rating states that, or is where the state dictates that an insurer must charge everyone within a community exactly the same amount. That means that if you're middle-aged person with three chronic conditions, you get to pay the same insurance premiums as a 20-year-old who isn't going to use his health insurance at all. What that does is it increases the premiums for the 20-year-old and reduces them for those who are middle-aged, and encourages those with high health expenses to purchase more insurance. When they do that, that encourages them to consume more medical care, and that pushes the cost of insurance higher for everyone. The problem that creates is that, oh, well, then insurers will just refuse to, if they decide that that you are going to just be, you're going to add more costs than you're going to pay in premiums, they will just refuse to offer you coverage at all. And that's where guaranteed issue comes in. The states recognize it, that the community rating price controls create that problem, and so they pass a guaranteed issue law that says every insurer must offer a policy to everyone who applies.
Based on the evidence that exists, what's a quick and easy way for a state to have a dramatic impact on the variety of policies that are available to the people who live there?
Well, not just the variety, but even the affordability of health insurance. And there is a fairly quick way, it may not be easy, to undo the damage that's done by all of these mandated benefit laws and price controls. And that is to let consumers purchase insurance from a state other than their own, that is regulated by a state other than their own. The reason why these benefit mandates and price controls are so harmful is because consumers in each state cannot avoid them. We like to think of the United States as one big free trade zone, but in fact, each state puts up a wall at its borders, keeping out insurance policies, health insurance policies that are regulated by another state. And what that means is that each state can just keep imposing more and more mandates on consumers and imposing more and more price controls, and the residents of that state don't have anywhere to go. But if the residents of Maryland had the choice of purchasing insurance from Pennsylvania, or if residents of New Jersey had that choice, then those two states, which have been extremely regulatory, would not be able to increase the cost of insurance for their residents as much as they have. They would only be able to, because those residents could purchase more affordable policies from Pennsylvania if they wanted to, or from any of the other states. So what a state could do in order to make insurance more affordable is just lower those trade barriers, say that we deem as licensed in the state of Maryland an insurance policy that is licensed by any of the other 50 states. The market for the choices of consumers in Maryland would expand exponentially. They would be able to avoid the mandated benefits that they don't want or the price controls that are harming them. And they'd be able to purchase insurance that offers the consumer protections they want, offers the type of coverage they want, and does so at the most competitive price that they can find.
Michael Cannon is Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute and co-author of the book Healthy Competition. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. Read more on how to reform healthcare at cato.org.